We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of AP Boys Basketball, Aaron Thomas. And, Coach, your team had to fight tooth and nail here tonight against a Waukon team that started to find their stride, but your team did a really good job with that full-court pressure putting this game away here on your home floor. Your takeaways from tonight?
Yeah, you know, we started maybe a little tight, which, you know, first round of tournament, we're expected to win. I always think that first one's a little bit tough, but I'm proud of the guys. We settled in the second quarter when we got up, started pressing. You know, we were able to build that lead to 13 in the second quarter, and you don't have to do it without Benny playing, which is, you know, he's rarely in foul trouble and had a couple very tic-tac cheap ones on him. But he did a great job staying on the bench, cheering on our guys, and other guys stepped up. And, you know, for us to score 70, and Benny, I don't know what he, 7-8 points. But I was proud he didn't force it. Other guys stepped up, made shots, made plays, get a 20-point win, and we move on.
And for Benny Waller, you had mentioned dealing with that foul trouble, still contributing in the midst of that foul trouble. He had 7 points all at the free throw line.
Yeah. You know, they were going to try to double him every time he got it, and he did a good job not forcing and picked his moments when he could get to the free throw line, drive the basketball, but yet he played under control. He didn't force anything, and that was good. You know, we didn't shoot it great as a team from three tonight, and that's an area we've been pretty good. So good to play, you know, having a week off, maybe not always the best to keep your rhythm, but now we get to pop right back at it on Tuesday.
And you had mentioned players stepping up with Benny only having those 7 points, those players stepping up. Caleb Campbell, one of your senior leaders, had 19. And what a night for your freshman, Tyler Wedeking, with 16. He was making shots just about everywhere.
Yeah, those two guys have been, you know, very consistent throughout the year for us as our second, third scorers. And tonight they need to become our first scorers. And I thought Evan Palmer did a good job getting us some buckets, and Sully Jansen in there as well. And then I know Preston Jansen hit a three for us and Wes at a big time. So guys just stepped up, made plays. And, you know, if you hold a team to 50, we should be able to get enough points to get there, enough for there, and to get to 70. I'm proud of the guys.
Your final home game of this 2024-2025 season. What an amazing crowd and student section. What it's like for you on the sideline, seeing that kind of support come out for this AP team.
Yeah, I just really appreciate it. Our fans have been great, you know, all the time. And, you know, that grows as you get to postseason. I look for a huge crowd for our girls tomorrow night at Denver. Encourage everybody to get up there for that one. And then Tuesday we're going to need everybody at East High. That's where we'll play undefeated North Fayette team. So should be a great atmosphere, should be rocking, and that's what postseason basketball is about.
From tonight's game, is there an area you'd like to see your team continue to progress in as you move forward in this postseason heading to a district final?
Yeah, we got to keep the ball in front of us better. You know, there was times we gave up too many straight line drives defensively that led to some layups for them and for us offensively. We just got to keep on moving and cutting. When we did that, we were pretty good and we got ourselves layups. And, you know, they went a little bit different defense. It wasn't necessarily a box and one. It was more they just kind of run and jumped when Benny got it. And we just got to slow down, take our time working on really flash. And we did that the second half. We got a lot of layups. We're able to expand that lead.
Taking on a North Fayette Valley team that is not lost yet in that district final here in district number 5. Your thoughts on taking on a team like that, neutral site game for the opportunity to play in a sub-state final?
Yeah, you know, they're a very good team. They got a really good player, a D2 guy that's, you know, the big fellow's going to Upper Iowa, staying close to home, and he's a good player. They got a very nice team. They got some other complimentary pieces, and Coach Waters already been working on that, Scott. We kind of divided up, and Coach O had the O-line in case they pulled another upset. So those guys got – I'll be able to watch some film tonight. We got most of the scouting report done. We'll watch their game from tonight and then get to work tomorrow to make sure we understand what they got going and try to be ready.
Final thoughts, Coach, as you keep things rolling here with your top 10 AP team moving on to a district final.
Yeah, just proud of our guys. To win 20 games is a heck of an accomplishment. And to be 20-2 and going to a district final, we're proud of it. And, you know, the guys have bigger goals. And we know it's going to be a dogfight at East High on next Tuesday night. And we hope we have a lot of people wearing red.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us post-game. Congrats on a great win in your final home game of this year in a district semifinal. Good luck on Tuesday as you take on North Fayette Valley.
Hey, thanks so much for your coverage. Appreciate it.